Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My boyfriend is a bad man.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we're going to dive into the mixtape here. Reminder, coming up after us, a little NCAA tournament action.
Yeah.
Over on 93.9 at 9:30, U of L basketball, the women's team against Ole Miss, that pregame, and then 10-10-10, 10-15, 10-20, whenever they tip off there out in Seattle. You got Nick Kern, and he'll lead you through.
Oh, hell
Chrissy
yeah.
Banta, Dave Skull, they got you for the YMCA postgame show. So there we go. We're loaded.
Packed.
We're
ready to go.
Lou City in action tomorrow, 3 o'clock, actually 2:45, right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. After that, well, the NCAA tournament coverage on 93.9, Louisville baseball. We're absolutely loaded as, that's it. We're absolutely loaded.
Yes,
yeah,
we got are.
Everything. So there we
plenty
go.
To go this weekend.
Let's dive into it. Justin, his masterpiece. It's the mixtape on ESPN 680. We have some fun to get you into the weekend.
There's
the music. Let's get the sound popping. Whatever you got, my man, fly away.
This team's going to go make it this a magical run and whatever else. Anybody who makes a run in the NCAA tournament wins something ugly.
I begged on my
play
hands
to your
and
potential.
Knees for Calipari just to get out the first weekend. And by God, he's one game away from doing it.
And Oscar was crying up there at the beginning of that. Like, he was crying. They were happy tears, but you could tell that was a huge weight lifted off his shoulder.
Good night to be a cat. Hell yeah.
Guys bought in.
Yeah, I told you we did. Told
Kentucky
you.
By 90 in every game. I gotta be the best fan. I'm the best fan. Look at me. I'm the best fan. I'm not like you. I'm not stupid.
I'm married. I've got three awesome kids. I'm living a great life.
Congrats Bums. On having sex three times, Struble.
Jason is on his little monitor in there.
I enjoy when UK loses. I don't know why I'm upset.
It's because it's March, Ince. This is what we do in March.
But we knew this was going to happen.
It doesn't matter. We do know it's going to happen. It doesn't matter. You still, you're a fan. I'm a fan. We still have.
We bought in again. He pulled the magic trick. He pulled the rabbit out of the hat. He got us excited the other night.
He did.
I'm going to borrow from our guy Blank a little bit here.
Oh, here we go.
Just throwing this out there. The game was in Greensboro. They're used to another team being there that, you know, things always seem to go their way.
They're trying to get all ready for the Blue Devils.
I'm just wondering if maybe they were anticipating somebody else is going to be playing there, and they're like, oh, crap, we got to fix all the little tiny things that we messed with.
Maybe that's the case.
Fair point.
Just channeling a little Blank here, you know.
That is
ACC conspiracy.
It's a lot of Blank.
We got mad because he couldn't get past the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Hell, I'd take a Sweet 16 right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. We haven't seen one in 4 years, 5 years. Forget a Final Four. How long has it been since we got to the damn Sweet 16?
Oh, you guys.
Here we are.
I know, man. I know, man.
Keep them coming on ESPN.
Pink slip for me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sure it is.
I'm not getting fired, Ince. I'm sorry.
These guys give their life. These coaches give their life for this thing. And you just nitpick the shit out of them. I mean, good God.
Okay.
They did have a tough...
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, what do you... I had to dump that call. Again, what do you want?
I mean, anybody that sits up here, I'm just going to call them. These callers are idiots.
No, Travis, this is my show.
No.
Bye. No, I'll hang up on your ass. This is my show, big boy. You don't tell me no. No, here's the, you want to know the truth, Travis? You want to come here and defend Cal? You miss the tournament? You go out to St. Peter's the next year, first round? Then you lose to a Kansas State team that you're better than, you should beat? No, he deserves some blame too. I'm not going to let you on here to put a diaper on John Calipari. And you don't tell me no on my show, period. And you get mad about it or whatever, I'll hang up on your ass. I got the button. You don't. I don't want to hear it from you. You call in all year long, and you take runs at people and take runs at callers. I coach basketball at a high level. So if you want to go listen to another show, be my guest. I ain't putting up with it.
There you go, Texter. I just destroyed you.
I know it wasn't a texture, but it seemed fitting.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear it out of Travis anymore.
Nope.
I'm not going to let you on here to put a diaper on John Calipari. I'll hang up on your ass. This is my show, big boy. This is my show, big boy. And I'll get to old ass Ryan here in a minute. Anyway, what was that? Is why are you doing that?
Is he waving you off?
I don't know what he's doing. Well, that's what it says. I don't know what you. Why are you laughing? Anyway,
you don't have to dump that. No, we're good.
I don't know what it says. All right, so
nothing. No.
I pulled a Ron Burgundy. I'll just say that.
Okay, Ron.
I totally pulled her on.
I learned a lesson today.
If it's on the screen, he's going to read it. If it's on the screen, if it's on the teleprompter, Burgundy will read it.
All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Ryan, you're on the show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Strable?
You know, doing the damn thing here.
I'm very happy for the team and everything. But you know, 2011... They talk about St. Peter's. We almost lost to Princeton in our first
round.
Very true. Brandon Knight bailed us out, had a game-winning shot. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And anything can happen in the tournament. I mean, anything. You never know. But, and now 30 years ago, Strebel, I would have gotten a wrestling ring with you, but I'm too old now. You and James have done a great job there. I mean, the other guy.
Oh, come on. Ence is a star. Ence was a star that night. Man, that hurts. Keep him coming on ESPN 680.
Oh. If we get Vino and that big boy back at, what's his name, Hugo or whatever his name?
Ugonon Yinso.
You know, or whatever his name. I can't pronounce his name, buddy.
That's okay.
All my folks from the country. I'm a country hick, but I was raised a little.
Let's go ahead and get UK James on the line. What's up, UK James? Nice name. We have the same first name.
Yes, it is. How's everybody doing tonight?
Not great.
Oh, why not? Why not? This is the gold standard. This is UK basketball, baby. The gold standard.
What's the Louisville standard?
The gold standard.
No. What's Louisville? You want to call it?
He's in top five. He can't get into the.
All right. UK. UK. James. What's Kenny Payne standard? What's y'all standard?
Gold
y'all won.
Standard,
no. Right? What did you have Louisville being, UK James? Did you have winning four games? You're an embarrassment of a basketball program. You can say that all you want. You haven't made the tournament since 2019, big boy. You have nothing to cheer for. Preseason what?
Get out to the Sweet 16.
Where are you? No, where's Louisville? Not the CBI, not the NIT, not the PTA, not the PTO, not the NWO, not the WWF, not the NWA, not the EAEW, nothing. You're nothing. Guess what? Bye, big boy.
He can't do anything.
What's Kenny Payne doing? What's Kenny Payne? No. Answer my question here, big guy. Hey, James, answer my question. What's Kenny Payne doing? You want to take shots at Calipari in Kentucky? What's Kenny Payne doing? What's he done? What's your program done? Program.
You all spending and
y'all spending $3.5 million for four wins and for Sidney Curry. Bye, bum. Louisville fans calling in. What's John Calipari done? What about the preseason top five? Y'all won four games. Stop it. This isn't a victory lap for you.
Wow.
It's true. It's all true.
Wow. that.
Y'all a joke.
Picasso.
Y'all a joke. To pretend that the players and the coach are the only people that have things invested into this program is not true. I mean, fans take off work, man. They spend hard-earned cash for plane tickets, for hotel rooms, for tickets to the games. I mean, a lot of these people work hourly jobs or earn hourly wages where if they take off work, they don't make money. But they do it because they love the team. And they do it because they want to follow this team and they want to feel good. They want fun.
Oh, man.
Because the world sucks.
Oh.
And there are people out there that the one thing they get joy out of is Kentucky basketball. Maybe not the one thing, but one of the major things. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, no one should criticize John Calipari, the players. Because those players are making six figures now. They're making money. This ain't the same college apparatus that we're used to with the NCAA. Even the last guy on the bench is making five, six figures.
Yes.
And I'm sure those
so I don't want to hear that kind of crap. Because other people are investing in it monetarily that maybe can't afford it all the time.
Get out of the way, Ants. Keep them coming on ESPN 680.
Go Cats.
I've come to a conclusion about how Kentucky fans view their program. It's so wildly unrealistic in the modern era that they're never going to be happy. And I think we're set up now for UK basketball fans to just be miserable forever. Because there's no having fun with any of this stuff. Nothing's good enough. And I think they're just going to be miserable forever. I think if they go to the Final Four next year with that roster, they're going to say Cal underachieved. And it's not going to be good enough.
I don't know about that.
Do you hang Final Four banners, Dan?
No.
And they're all based on titles. They're all based on titles when African-Americans weren't allowed to play.
Oh.
There are like three titles up there since integration. But I mean, like half of them are from a time when the game wasn't even integrated. I mean,
wait a second. How many other teams during that time have four championships?
Not many. Okay. Like Kansas.
All right.
No. And this isn't a whataboutism. This is about Kentucky and about what fans think. But it reminds me a lot of Michigan football. They have a miserable fan base. I feel really bad for them. They have one title since the 1960s. One. And they're never happy. In the early 20th century, and won a bunch of titles, so they're like, oh, we're the winningest program ever. Yeah, you beat, like, I'm not kidding, like Detroit Tech a bunch of times. Albion, and Alma.
Albion.
And people hold on to these historical records like they matter. And I think that's what
the
Kentucky fans
Alma.
Have set themselves up for.
Yeah.
I think they would have fired Tom Izzo in that 8-year stretch.
Well, unless he had a $44 million buyout.
Dan had to be rolling his eyes. Yeah, you know he was.
Keep him coming.
Cal reminds me of, Dan, of presidents who get a picture taken on their inauguration day, and then you see them at the next president's inauguration, and they look 100 years older.
Mm-hmm.
Cal kind of looks like that.
I'm like, this man, I know this man's heart isn't healthy. So much for these March coaches that I was railing about. They were kind of petering out there.
I told my son he'll find a way to blow it.
He got us excited the other night.
Most people would like to pull it out.
Not Walls.
Not
no.
Jeff Walls.
You leave him alone.
Under the table, and now it's all out in the open. You can give it.
Yeah. Louis is bringing it up.
He's not going to wow you with his size.
You got to keep my little stuff in.
You got to give a lot of extension.
It's a very stuff. Long.
It is long.
Long and physical.
I know it is very long, but it's worth checking out. Hard on it as well, right? And so it's a
the breathing at the
I
end.
Know, it's the best part.
The breathing at the end is better. Exasperated, Louis. That's what they call it. The big one.
Well, if you go in the room and you see the pipe.
Out jerk the other jerk.
The Bona kids. Guys just ramming.
Oh.
They want to bump and grind and get physical and
it hurts.
Bring in your little box and let's see what's in your little box.
It hurts.
Let's each touch it for 3 seconds. And we put our fingers on there. 1, 2, and we couldn't even get to 3. It immediately started burning like bejesus. My finger still kind of tingles a little bit. How about you, Coach? Whoa.
Yeah, I think we're going to be okay, though.
Lieberman was experimenting with the dry ice, too?
Oh.
Lieberman!
Weirdness. Poor Lieberman, man.
He's been dragged down.
He's been drugged into this. Keep him coming on ESPN 680-1057.
We're spread this out for 3 hours.
They want to bang, and they're going to spread you out.
But how is she? She actually. How does she not become like a massive?
You got me, man. I have no idea.
So I'm squeezing it. I'm like, nothing's coming out, and then of course, you know what happens? It explodes everywhere.
Jack's getting off easy.
Can't put it back in.
Oh, as you go through the back door entrance there. The Diener get in?
Yes.
He was on my ass from the jump.
This is a give and take experience here.
I was there when I made all those sounds.
You can get the job done in a very short period of time.
Oh, yes.
Blank has a space in Nashville.
Yes, I do.
With 14 other guys.
Bona injuries.
Bona. Apparently it was very bad last night and I slept through all of it. Yeah, my wife is very unimpressed with me this morning. That's probably not due to the weather. Steve Rummage bought donuts for the office because Kentucky lost a basketball game.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't go there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you celebrate, you stink. Louisville fans, your team stinks.
You're going to
delight in the fact that
yes.
I get it.
Yes.
You got nothing else to cheer for.
Sure.
You got nothing else to cheer for, but I think that, I mean, that's about as low as you can.
The lack of
it's why the rivalry is great. It's what it's built on, Izzo!
No self-awareness. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Izzo!
I love that. I agree with Izzo on something other than Kentucky basketball. Good job, Dan.
As a Louisville fan, I appreciate that.
At times, the only thing the assistants are there is to take his place in front of media. I mean, to me, that looks like their biggest role right now. You know, instead of him facing the media the night before the SEC tournament starts, he sends Brewster out there, Bruiser, whatever his name is.
Brewster. Brewster. Punky Brewster.
Somebody has to say the king has no clothes.
Oh.
It was the first time I fell in love in sports, and it was the happiest I've been at Kentucky as a Kentucky fan in any sport.
Wow.
And Calipari's a close second to that. But when Patino ran stuff, and when I went to middle school and I wore my BBN gear, this is when I fell in love with Kentucky basketball. And it was because of Rick Pitino.
Was. Iona coach Rick Pitino watches U.S. Open golf from backyard at Winged Foot. He did.
Yeah, bleachers set up. It was great.
Sitting outdoors in a mask. God, we're so stupid.
Live strong. That's it.
I was looking at something else and happened to come across.
Can I guess what you were looking at when you found that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
FoxNews.com.
You got it.
Boom.
You got it. They have it. If you're interested, they have like the top 25 programs in the country. They have one that I didn't have time to get to this morning.
Okay.
That I'm going to go read as soon as we get off the air.
Free Trump.
All he is on Fox News. Yeah, Dan.
Always.
Dan.
Sunday morning in church, the sermon was about not getting revenge, but giving grace. And during the entire sermon, all I could think of was Mitch Barnhart.
You were giggling thinking about this show. during church, weren't you? There it is. This little Louie ruining Dan's life. There it is.
Where's the gratitude?
Where's the grace?
Hey,
minister, I need some gratitude.
Yeah, Mitch definitely drew that line in the sand. You can't legislate morality, Louie.
Probably not.
I am God.
Oh, Pointer. Was that Lieberman?
That's Lieberman.
Lieberman. Sorry,
not I thought Pointer. That's Lieberman. Pointer for Keep some him reason. Coming on ESPN 680. Yeah, come on.
Texas, an 8-point favorite in that one. Dan, do you have the Cards covering?
8 points.
8 points.
That's a lot of points.
Remember, in the women's tournament, they play home
sites. I'm going to say no because Jeff hadn't had a chance to watch the men practice this week.
And Jeff Walls, I think you got to see his coaching genius on full display last night. Dialed up a perfect play for Liz Dixon to end the third quarter, hit a baseline jumper to give Louisville a 2-point lead going to the fourth, and then having to burn a couple of timeouts after advancing the ball on an out-of-bounds play late, but after the first timeout, it just ran a perfect play for Haley, who scored and then got fouled because they were trying to foul her. Just absolutely genius stuff, as we've kind of come to expect.
That's the good stuff.
That's what they have an brings.
Attitude.
Oh yeah,
all appreciate. Whoa. Like that's the thing that like is really fun to watch. They're totally fine if they're the bad apples of the NCAA tournament. You know what I mean? Like they're totally fine. If you all want to hate them, no problem. We're here for that too.
Some people out there that might not like the way I do things, and I really don't care.
I love how bad that audio sounds. Yeah. That's the best part of it. Keep them coming on ESPN 680.
Dave and Chrissy Skull are going to be up late.
Whoa.
St. John's or Louisville in the NCAA tournament quicker?
I like them both be in next year. I mean,
you do?
Yeah.
Don't you? I don't know how far away St. John's has to go. I know how quickly how far.
But you think the 4-28 team is gonna?
Well, yeah.
We know how far this one has to go.
You get a point guard, and that's the expectation for Kenny Payne. Last year, my expectation was to be about 500, and in year two, my expectation is to be in the NCAA tournament. He did not reach 500 in the year one, and in year two, I'm not moving that backwards. So if he doesn't make the NCAA tournament again, he'll have failed twice.
It's going to be starting all over again next year. So it's going to be, even though you can say, well, it's his second year, it's his first year.
Justin Cutting.
I'm sorry. And it's, you're making excuses. I'm not making excuses. I deal in reality. The reality is, if you have a year that was a wasted year, a year of zero substance, then you're starting again next year.
I almost hit a barrier when he said that because I was driving in.
I told you.
And Bobby V, he's back, baby. Bobby V is.
I told you. I told you. I knew you'd cut that. Keep them coming. I knew it.
I have concerns. I've kind of made them known that, like, we're going to get a lot of players and we're going to fall short again. I think if you get this many five stars on a roster, you shouldn't miss the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And I have concerns that we will. Now, I'm hopeful that we're a top four seed. I'm hopeful that that is the case because that would signal that, hey, this hasn't been
top four
a waste
seed.
Of time. For our program, that we have been able to build something, kind of weather a storm, and move forward and out of it. I'm hopeful that that's true. I have concerns that that's not going to be the case. There's a little recruiting news here on the basketball front. Talked about Rick Pitino and his NIL influence that he will have. It seems that St. John's and Rick Pitino are going to be involved with Carter Bryant. Who was down to two schools in Louisville and Arizona.
No.
We'll see what the pockets are like there.
Everybody still going to put on their St. John's gear?
Yes.
That's a good point.
I wish you could have seen the smirk.
He's coming after the throat, boys.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
In the game.
Yeah.
And he's looking at your list. And he's got a big bag of money to play
and
with.
And he might do one or two just for spite.
Yeah.
Although this guy, everybody would want.
Everybody wants Carter Bryant, of course.
Yeah, you still going to wear it St. John's gear? That's a really good way to put it.
when he's over there chumming it up with Calipari.
Yes!
With Cal. He's taking your players. He's going to win. Bleep that guy, man.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Whoa!
Scott was just, as someone described it on Twitter once, and it, I don't know if it was even you. It was probably somebody. Not. But it was like Scott.
Not if it was complete sentences.
Scott was a sensible salad.
Yeah. That's
like,
right.
That
yeah.
is the perfect description. Yeah. It was
he
like,
didn't
you know
who
what?
Said
we had
it.
Some
he
fun.
Did.
There were some good times. It wasn't awesome. I felt like I was on
was
a
that
diet.
Ennis? Who had that? Was that? I can't remember who had the sensible salad.
Yeah. I have to go back. I can find it because it was on Twitter, so I can just literally those two words. It'll come up. But to me, that was like the perfect description because you kind of felt like you were on a diet. You know, you're like, oh, I'm doing all right. You know,
I'm sensible.
Not awesome.
Nothing
but
fun about
whatever.
It. Whatever. Yeah. Right.
Steady diet of running.
Yeah.
Players.
Nothing wrong with it.
He does Rick come Barnes. Right up at Zenith.
He looks like Appalachian Palpatine, you know, from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like if you took Palpatine and then just made him look like he's from Appalachia,
yeah.
That's Rick Barnes.
Good morning, Lewis. How are you?
Lewis.
How are you this morning, my friend?
They also made fun of me for my driveway, Dan, because you enjoy making fun of me because I figured out how to not own a pool or a dog and all these kinds of things, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I spent $400 in my driveway. What I realized is other people don't have like asphalt driveways that they have to have resurfaced every couple of years. That's what I was talking about, by the way. I don't have like a 3-foot by 6-foot driveway that costs $400 if that's what people were worried about. Right. Apparently there was a fair amount of confusion there, but then, you know, I mean.
No, you've got, I mean.
Stop. We're good.
You could open up a used car lot on that driveway. Are you kidding
me? Whoa! It's a locked driveway.
Oh, wow. I bet
Cupcake
it's better.
Yeah.
There's not 5 people right now listening to us.
If you grew up next to a dog track, you were in the hood, baby.
Marquise Noel is a 5'8 kid from Harvard. Or from Harlem, excuse me, Harvard.
Oh, no.
Now, he did get in trouble because he had those twins, the girls on the women's team, had them over for dinner, which I guess is a no-no. I didn't know there was anything that was a no-no.
The twins for dinner.
Major dude.
Okay. No one swings the stick.
The smiling.
you don't have to make them all, but you can't miss them all.
Thank you, Dan.
All right.
Thank you. I don't know.
Whoa.
Oh,
man.
Louis. Hardly Dickinson. duties. Yeah.
On Fast Break Friday, Bob and Jamie and I did a thing. This isn't technically picking your final four because this was before the draw even. And we had a thing, pick 4 teams
that
you think will win the most games. And you get a point per win and you go from there.
Okay.
Well, of my 4 teams, I lost 2 in the first round and another one in the second round.
Has anybody here seen my old friend, the Big Ten?
Take that, DeCourcy. 3 more. Keep them coming. Last few before we dive into NCAA tournament action. Go ahead.
Pop the question to Emily. Let's go. I want one more wedding.
You can blame this on Nick and Avery and whoever else is back there. We could have had that perfectly, but I still had to cut it.
Man, no, play it again. It is great. It's too bad. It really
Pop the
is.
Question to Emily. Let's go. I want one more wedding.
Oh, man.
My friends, rooms are in this house with 15
I have no
dudes.
Idea. I have no
I think
idea.
You should get a hotel. You're a grown
I've already talked to Ashley about that. If I show up in the because I'm getting there at like
I don't think you need permission to, when you're on a group of 15 guys, to go get your own hotel room.
No, but I want to see what the situation is first. If I show
you
up...
You just showed me the situation.
No, but if I show up and the bed situation is, hey, you're sharing a bed, I'm like, I'm going to go to the nearest hotel here and get a hotel room, and I'll be back. I don't need any permission from Ashley to do that. We've already discussed it.
Okay.
It's already been discussed.
I would... I mean, I don't know.
I'm not getting in a bed with another man. It will not happen.
Why not?
All right, last one. Let's fire it away. Let's go.
Women make all the buying decisions. That's the dumbest thing I hear in advertising.
Yes.
See, like, we're just sitting around going, oh, no. Yeah, go and spend 10 grand on furniture. I don't even have an opinion.
Right.
We're not dopes. We have opinions. And but by the way, the people trying to get in the squares pools that are saying, my wife is sending you the money, you're making us look bad.
Yeah, dude. Don't do that.
You are making us look bad. Get your own Venmo. Figure it out. If you got to get a PayPal, do that. My wife sent you the money. I'll let you in, but don't ever tell me that again. And you're making us look bad. I don't know how to use a Venmo. I don't know how to send it. My wife had to send you the money. What?
This is you.
You are part of the problem that Madison Avenue makes advertising and movies. It makes it look like, well, I don't know. I just sit here and watch football. I don't spend. I wouldn't know what to do. Should we spend that on furniture? I don't even get a say. She just goes out and spends, like, you know, you're a grown ass man. I act like it.
Having
your wife Venmo you for the NCAA squares gambling pool is the least manly thing you can do. It's worse than sending a Taylor Swift Airbnb. You know, I mean, it's just man card revoked if you have to have your spouse send you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not capable of opening up your own Venmo. You're part of the problem, man.
That's right.
Killing us over here. You're killing us.
Oh, good stuff. All right, let's get out of here. Take us to break. Justin, NCAA tournament next. The women over on 93.9 The Ville at 9:30. Everyone have a good weekend.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.